Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.
It's gone beyond speculation now at this stage. All of the reporters who don't deal in speculation, you know, the real journalists, I mean, they're talking about the fact that there will be an announcement later on today. Katie Taylor, Croke Park. It's set to be confirmed today. So we're all waiting to find out if there are any more details. Croke Park, farewell bout September. The Irish Times is saying as well. So they're all there. And it's getting very exciting, isn't it? So we've actually got more details on the way for you right now. Ooh, we are going live with our Gift Grub microphones to Bray in County Wicklow, where Marty Morrissey is standing by. A special night in Croke Park on the way, Marty.
Good morning, Ian. Yes, Croke Park has been the scene of many boxing matches, but most of them, unfortunately, during GAA games. We remember a right hook from Paddy O'Shea to a poor old Cork fella in 1976, a knockout, and just a shake of the finger from the ref. We remember Dublin versus Galway in 1983. The 12 apostles of Dublin punching the lights out of the tribesmen. And Mayo and Me in 1996, where the fans were treated to not just GAA, but boxing, kung fu, taekwondo, UFC, and bare-knuckle brawling. But on September 5th, Katie Taylor, who's right behind me here, actually, she's now beside me, will fight in headquarters in Croke Park. Marty Morrissey, the Milltown Mulbay brawler, 173 pounds, Bray.
Thank you so much. And Katie, hello, Katie. It's finally happening. How do you feel?
It's a dream come true. I can't believe it's actually happening. It's like Christmas and my birthday have come on the same day, although my birthday's on the 2nd of July, so that wouldn't really be possible unless they move Christmas to July, but that'd be a bit like the mayhem thing you did, chucking snowballs at each other all over the hottest day of the year, which would be about possible, yeah.
Do you know who you're fighting yet, Katie?
I don't give a monkey's who I'm fighting. I'll fight anybody they put in front of me. I'll fight bleeding Derek Mooney if they want. I'll batter the bleeding head off them and the rest of RT if they want. I'm finally down, Blaine Kroger.
And listen, what are you going to do after the fight?
After the fight, I'll probably do an after-show party like Prince did in the pod years ago and batter the head off whoever's left, you know. Yeah. We're going to have music. We're going to have food, all kinds of food. The cuisine is going to be extraordinary. Right. Everything's going to be battered. Battered sausages, battered burgers, battered cod, battered egg, deep-fried battered Mars bars, battered board cakes,
the whole thing. I meant after you retire, not directly after the show.
I see the confusion there. Yeah, after I retire, I'd probably say I'm running for president, but end up down Dancing with the Stars. I can see them now. They're already picking the song out. You know, I had the tiger. Here we go. Here, Marty. I battered the head off all my sparring partners. Do you want to jump in there, Marty?
Oh, you're grand, Teddy. You're grand. Thanks.
Thank you, Katie. Best of luck.
Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.